Pendengar sekalian, sebuah penelitian baru di Melbourne menyebutkan bahwa intoleransi agama merupakan alasan utama di balik perasaan negatif terhadap para pencari suaka di Australia dan bukan rasisme. Penelitian itu menyerukan agar para politisi dan media Australia memberikan pandangannya lebih akurat dalam diskusi mereka tentang para pencari suaka. Nah, toleransi ataukah rasisme? Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu. Penelitian itu disebut Islamofobia dan kecemasan lainnya, dilakukan oleh Universitas Melbourne melibatkan 10 kelompok fokus di Victoria, New South Wales, dan Queensland. Dan hasilnya menunjukkan intoleransi agama bukan rasisme adalah pendorong utama dari sikap negatif di dalam negeri ini terhadap para pencari suaka. Peserta pengikut penelitian itu berbagai usia, jenis kelamin, dan juga status sosial ekonomi. Penelitian itu menemukan, sementara rasisme dan ekonomi kecemasan memainkan peran dalam memicu sentimen anti pencari suaka, namun penyebab utama tampaknya termotivasi oleh agama. Pemimpin peneliti, Dennis Muller, mengatakan peserta yang sangat menentang pencari suaka biasanya mengidentifikasikan mereka sebagai berasal dari Timur Tengah atau penganut Islam.
People think that Islam is an intolerant religion which at the same time claims tolerance for itself while not conferring tolerance on others, and that it has ambitions to impose Sharia law on Australia. Now that violates one of the absolute fundamentals of Australian politics, and that is that new arrivals are expected to assimilate. They're expected to learn English, to not live in ghettos, to adopt Australian mores, to make a contribution to society. And a broad spectrum of the population believe that Islam is not prepared to enter into that covenant.
Dr. Muller mengatakan bahwa rasa takut itu adalah apa yang digambarkan sebagai islamisasi yang berlebihan dalam masyarakat. Ia mengutip penelitian sebelumnya yang menunjukkan hanya 2,2% warga Australia menganut praktek Islam. Lebih lanjut ia mengatakan beberapa peserta menyamakan Islam dengan terorisme, oleh karena itu juga melihat pencari suaka sebagai teroris. Moel Lezi adalah dari Asosiasi Muslim Kristen Yahudi yang berbasis di Melbourne, Victoria. Kelompok itu adalah yang mempromosikan pencegahan intoleransi agama. Ia mengatakan bahwa temuan itu tidak mengejutkan.
Obviously Islam is something that is a lot more scary for people because it's one of the world's second largest faith community, and of course it's been conflated with the issue of terrorism. So it allows people to take on a whole bunch of other fears as well, ideological fears.
Dr. Dennis Muller mengatakan sebagian sikap peserta ditemukan terpengaruh oleh perdebatan politik dan media.
They just believe much of what the government has said about the risks of homegrown terrorism, and they refer to these things all the time. They refer to the Lindt Cafe seize, they refer to court cases or incidents they've heard of or plots that have been allegedly foiled. And all of this has created this impression in people's minds, and it comes up over and again, group after group. And with qualitative research, when you see all of the arrows pointing in the one direction, you know that you're seeing a pattern.
Elisi mengatakan ia sadar opini seperti itu menyertai kedatangan para pencari suaka dan para pengungsi.
Refugees, regardless, will always come in contact with these views because it is so pervasive throughout our society. So, you know, imagine being a refugee who, and we do know this, I know people that have mentioned as refugees, just opening the newspaper, just reading any article on the internet, talking to people that, while it might not be all directed at these individuals because not everyone actually knows that they're refugees, but knowing that in the society at large that there are these views that see them in such a way is something we know that only adds to the anguish and angst that refugees have as they're trying to settle.
Australian Multicultural Education Service yang berbasis di Victoria adalah agen permukiman yang bertujuan untuk membantu para pengungsi di seluruh Australia. Chief Executive dari kelompok itu, Keith Scars mengatakan mereka yang memiliki pandangan seperti itu harus mengingat kembali alasan para pencari suaka itu datang ke negara-negara seperti Australia.
I think one of the critical things we need to remind people is that the majority of Muslims are also fleeing the very terrorism that people are concerned about, that think that they're perpetrating. So, you know, most of the asylum seekers who are here are, whether they're, you know, Muslim or not, they're fleeing persecution. So it's quite interesting that we've got this kind of feeling that we're in danger, that they're the terrorists, when in fact they're the victims themselves.
Mo Elisi dari Jewish Christian Muslim Association mengatakan media dan politik Australia harus memimpin jalan dalam menentang pandangan seperti itu.
What we need right now is, again, more leadership from our politicians, from the media as well, to give more nuance to this conversation. So people are spreading their views about, you know, their fears of refugees and Islam and this crazy takeover that's supposedly happening. The response isn't, okay, well, from our politicians, it's not, okay, well, let's have a nuanced conversation about this. It's, you know, people have the right to be bigots, or people have, you know, this is real Australia, you know, just talking, you know, the salt of the earth Australians are talking about their views. And I think we need to really start to say, well, if people are saying something that is factually incorrect about Muslims, then it needs to be nipped in the bud.
Scott mengatakan Australia biasanya menerima para pencari suaka tanpa memandang agama. Sebagai contohnya, ia menunjuk ke pekerjaan yang lebih luas dari Scanlon Foundation, sebuah pusat penelitian sosial di Australia ini.
It's quite a selective snapshot of voters' views, and obviously much larger scale surveys like the Scanlon Foundation would give us a better sense of the population think. And there, I think, generally, we're seeing a great acceptance of diversity and high levels of social cohesion and so on.